Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution!
What do they call him?
Rostradamus. More champagne, Mr. Forte.
Goddamn right, dude. A lot of people have been hitting me up today, Jabes.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been hitting me up. Hey, man, what the fuck? How'd you know about that Chomo a couple weeks ago?
Right.
How'd you know that shit was going down? Oh, boy. I said it was between two people. And I was right. I was actually right.
And again, I wanted to we said it off air
because...
In fairness,
we said it off air to each other. First, initially, because it was like, dude, if you're wrong about that,
not cool.
Yeah, that's not a child molesting isn't a game you fucking take a guess at. You know what I'm saying? It's not the opening of fucking, you know.
It's also not something that you go,
let's
like,
make a deal.
Yeah,
here.
I was right.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Like, it's not an exciting thing.
It's
that
not,
you were
it's
right.
Terrible, but I knew it was going down.
Sure.
So, you know, I said it's Kevin Spacey. And, you know, there's also another one out there that, again, I don't want to. So out of the two that I said, there's one more and I'm waiting for that other shoe to drop. And I'm not going to say it out loud in case nobody comes forward or doesn't guess. And, you know, I wasn't in the fucking room, so I don't know.
Right.
But I think there's one more big one that's going to come.
That you think was the other one that you were going to say.
Correct.
That you told me off air.
Yeah. Because the first one I said was Kevin Spacey, and the other one, again, another A-list star that I am fucking shocked nobody has said shit about yet. Like real shocked. And I think that other shoe's going to drop. Crazy thing is, there could be an even bigger controversy if, and I know this is going to sound fucked and totally like out of left field, if Corey Feldman actually comes, people are making fun of Corey Feldman. If Corey Feldman actually comes forward and really names names during his whole shit, then, dude, you could open up a fucking can of worms so big, Jabes, that you could catch every fish in the lake. and that's a true statement. Because I know people think Corey Feldman's, you know, washed up or fucking weird or all that shit. Like,
he's all of those things, but...
But he had a weird childhood.
Right.
He grew up in the business, and a lot of shit happened to him. And he was at all of those parties and everything that went on. He's one of the few people that could come out and say, hey, guys, here's some fucking names. And I'm going to name some names. I knew he was doing some weird fundraiser thing or some fucking thing saying he's going to, you know, do something. But and people aren't taking it seriously. But if he really comes out and says it, like, he was an OG fucking 80s guy. Him and Haim were the shit. And they were every fucking place you could imagine in the 80s, 90s, every party, all of it. Like, they were there.
Why wouldn't he say anything until now? Like, what would he be protecting at this point?
This is what I've been struggling with all day, where it's like, you know, you see these people like that, you know, Peyton, there was that chick against Peyton Manning came out again today from when he was in college and was just like, he pulled... I mean, I'm going to read this quote verbatim because it's so fucking ridiculous. Manning claims that him and a teammate mooned the fucking female trainer for the Tennessee Volunteers. Again, he was 19 years old.
Sure.
I'm sure they all fucking did. But she said, that's a lie. I felt something on my face and Peyton pulled down his shorts and he sat his anus and his testicle on my face. So I pushed him up and out, and he turned around and he just pulled his shorts back up. I was repulsed. I was scared. I was intimidated. It was definitely a predator, intimidating. He had anger and violent eyes that he had. No,
oh
he didn't.
Oh my God.
He fucking mooned you. Move on with your life. Like,
but how did it get up into her face? And was she asleep?
I don't know.
I'm so confused by all
like,
that.
Like, this is what...
Was it in the locker room?
Yes, it was in the locker room. And this is the other hard part about this, is even in high school, dating all the way back to high school, we had female trainers that were with us at all times.
Mm-hmm.
The college does it too, because, you know, some of them are majoring in, like, sports medicine,
right,
physical therapy, or things like that. But you throw a fucking... hot girl, most of them were attractive, by the way, you throw an attractive girl into a locker room with 100 dudes, you're gonna see some dicks, you're gonna see some butts. Like, that's the gig. Same with reporting,
you're gonna see some taints.
Yeah, but same with female reporters in today's climate. Like, they roll into the locker rooms after these games to interview players, and they've openly said, you know, fucking every female reporter is like, yeah man, look, we're in their locker room, and they're just walking around with their dicks out. Some of them just don't give a fuck. Nor should they, because it's their own goddamn locker room.
It's their locker room. What are you in there for?
Yeah. And you know, they're getting questions and answers and all this other stuff. This stupid shit with the Peyton Manning thing, like, this is child shit. This isn't a fucking predator who tried to rape you. This is so... Even if he did put his ass in your face while you were sleeping, like, haha, joke's on you. Like, everybody's done that to somebody at some point in their life.
Girl?
If she's a trainer, though, here's the difference.
Oh.
If she's a trainer, she's been around this entire team, right, knows everybody like that, you know.
He's probably drunk. He thought it was funny.
Well, no, it's after practice, but. So it's like, you know.
I'm done.
Yeah, you're already in that environment all the fucking time. Like, shit like that goes on. It does. And it's like, you know.
Definitely like an apology.
Yeah, and he apologized and whatever, right, and was just like, hey, man,
but also
maybe,
like,
I took it too far. But you're a 19-year-old kid. Yeah. you're in fucking, you know, you're in a locker room with you know, female trainers and shit like that. Like, again, it wasn't like he fucking pinned her in a shower and then raped her. Like, none of that went on.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to hear more of these stories. But some of the other ones, like Feldman's, like, that's a guy who needs to speak up because he's going to be saving kids.
Right.
You know, an agent was fired over at APA, which is, I would say, second tier agency.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. They're not, you know, the CAAs or the UTAs or the William Morris's of the world, but they're second tier agency. The guy who reps some of the kids from Stranger Things got outed as a fucking, that he was touching some clients, and he got fired. And I think things like that need to come to light. And, you know, I think Feldman, I don't, again, if he's waiting for money or holding out for money for a story or whatever it is, he needs to come forward. Like, now's the time. Like, the fucking, the avalanche has started. So you might as well bury the village and then start over at this point.
You have some footing now. Whereas, like, crazy ass Feldman back in the day coming out, it's just like, all right, Feldman, like, he basically has said all of that stuff on his show with Corey Haim. They did all but name actual names, but
right.
if you did the math, if you thought about what movie he was in or whatever, so like, he's done that, but everyone was like, you're crazy, you're on drugs.
Yes. And
so
I think
we're not listening.
People wouldn't have believed him then. If he comes out now,
that's
though,
I mean, he has
people
some
will believe him. And, you know, say what you will again about Corey Feldman. If you sit down and talk to him, he's very thoughtful and insightful. And like, the interviews themselves would be, I think people would believe him now, especially with everything that's gone on. So I think if he decides to really come out and drop the hammer, then a lot of motherfuckers are going down. One thing, though, that I will say some of these people have on their side is time, because most of these, well, not just statute, but most of these executives, the turnover rate is so high that they're just not there long enough.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these agents, look, if they're not doing a good enough job, they're out. Some of that old guard has also died.
Right.
So, you know, back in the 80s when he was doing it, a lot of those people aren't around anymore. So I would say he's got a good list of maybe 10 to 20 names. And he's also, you know, this underground pedo ring that may or may not be a possibility. You know, I bet you he would have info on that as well.
It sounds like that's what he has.
Maybe, but there's two different ones that, you know, one is I don't want to say it's confirmed, because I hate to use the word confirmed regarding anything that Alex Jones says, because I don't know.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that Lolita Express and the Pizzagate shit has been going on for a long time. And it wouldn't surprise me if that were true, but that didn't have to do with Hollywood. So I don't know. I don't know what the connector is. And there's a few more bombshells out there that are going to drop. This isn't the last of it.
I think, Court, maybe there's an NDA there.
For
maybe he got some money for something.
Which one? Feldman?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Because, why else? I mean,
don't know.
He loves and needs the attention, so I don't know why, if he wasn't allowed to, he wouldn't have said something.
I think money's part of it. I think he's holding out for money for some type of big interview, some big sit down where he'll go for it all. Because most of these things that are happening now, like, you know,
but again, if you settle privately, you can't talk about it,
right? And what did the New Yorker pay? Or the New York Times pay for the Harvey Weinstein piece. You know, it just came out today that Harvey Weinstein tried to pay off Rose McGowan, offered her $1 million. She countered at six. And then he said no. And she was like, well, fuck you. That's not going to be enough.
He did pay her off.
This was the first time. So he paid her off the first time, $100,000 back in 97 or whatever that was. This was recently.
Okay.
So this was, you know, probably 5-6 months ago.
Oh, okay.
As this story was getting built.
Whew.
Yeah. And he said, look, here's a million. She said six. I don't know.
He said no.
I don't know why six.
He should have said.
It wouldn't have mattered, to be honest with you. There were so many others that it just wouldn't
it
have mattered.
It is, but she's definitely moving it forward. Like, yeah. Hardcore.
Well, that's her thing now. And like, you know, if you were raped all the way back in 1997 and that haunted you for this long or whatever, like, fuck, I get it. I knew her. Like I said, I knew her back in the day. We're still friends on Facebook, but literally every post is about this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like even today she was like, you know, she's calling it the Rose Army, and she's got a post on Facebook of like, let's be the thorn in this thing. And she's got, I mean, look, she's got a whole slogan, the whole shit.
Right.
So, you know, look, the fact that she's devoting her time and energy to this cause, I guess, is a worthy and noble one. Because she's not getting any money for it.
Mm-hmm.
She does have money. Charmed was a massive show.
Yeah.
That was on for a long time. And that first 100K for that Weinstein settlement's not enough to do shit. But
no.
Yeah. But the Kevin Spacey thing, not a surprise. Not whatsoever. Every time, and I've seen him out a million times. He was always with like 17 dudes, you know, who just looked like they stepped off an Abercrombie bag, mm-hmm. but they were all like questionable age, where it was like, oh, is that an 18-year-old?
Right.
Or is that a, I don't know what the thing is.
Right. If they're 18 again, totally fine.
Totally fine.
And the thing about him coming out at the same time.
Oh boy.
People are loving it. Should we get into it after?
No, we can go now. Fuck it.
So I loved like all of the like gay community basically in Hollywood just being like, you basically invented the only bad time to come out.
The only wrong way to come out of the closet is
the
to,
only bad to time
trial,
to come out.
To try to beat a child. Mm-hmm.
Hiding under the rainbow.
What is hiding under the rainbow?
Like you're hiding from this charge.
The shield of the rainbow? Is that what you're
the
saying?
The shield of, that's what I think Wanda Sykes or something said. Like, no, motherfucker. Like you don't get to hide under like being gay from this charge of you possibly molesting a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Like that you don't get to like hide under that.
The other thing is the guy who came out and said that this happens to Anthony Rapp is a very well-respected actor.
Yeah.
He's, fuck, man. The guy's been on Broadway forever. He's been in, you know, a million movies. I think he's currently on Star Trek Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in Dazed and Confused and fuck, Broadway
Rent.
For years, Rent.
Yeah.
Like, you name it. So when he
he's
said
huge.
It,
yeah.
No one questioned that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, yep, that guy is no reason to lie.
And the story of like him throwing him onto a bed and like crawling on top of him.
Yeah. Real creepy.
That's scary.
No shit.
Especially
and it's Kevin Spacey.
I mean, he is so intense, you guys.
Yeah. Creepy.
Oh.
And they canceled House of Cards. Canceled House of Cards. That was fast.
Yeah. Bye.
Shit. That was one of Netflix's all time biggest shows. Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. So they've
swift action.
They're shooting now. They're going to finish up this season and that's it. But I mean, fuck that just costs, you know, 200 people a job.
God.
Crazy.
Why are people so fucking weird?
Who knows? I mean, look, back in the day you could get away with it. The weird thing is, I mean, you know, fuck, the first time I saw my first encounter with Kevin Spacey was at an award show, and I want to say like 2001, 2002. They used to be this huge award show called the Young Hollywood Awards. And there was a fucking dope-ass magazine called Young Hollywood. And like, if you were in it, it was like a game changer for you and all this shit. And he was getting a Lifetime Achievement Award. Mm. And my buddy was nominated for, he was Swim Fan. So I went with him. And
who was he in Swim Fan?
My buddy Kanye. He was the bad guy. He was the bad guy in Swim Fan.
Oh, it's the bad guy?
Yeah, he was the bad guy. And when we got there, you know, it was just the two of us. We're partying, fucking shit up. And then all of a sudden you see this, like the sea parted. and it was Kevin Spacey and, like, I'm not kidding, like 16 or 17 young dudes, where it was just like all of them, like, whew, super questionable age. And one of them was a friend of ours, like, when we knew.
Right.
And he looked younger, but he was our age. And I was just like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, Kevin Spacey was winning the Lifetime Achievement Award that night. And so we were having drinks, and, like, our buddy came over and was like, yo, what's up, dude? And we were like, hey, man, what are you doing with Kevin Spacey and those fucking 16 dudes? And he was just like, oh, no, everybody's cool, man. Like, he's cool. And I'm like, I'm sure they're cool. Like, are you guys playing football later? Like, flag football? Are you guys doing a Levi's commercial later? Or what's the fucking story here? And he's like, no, man. He's like, Kevin teaches these acting classes, and every year he picks, like, you know, some young men to mentor. And, like, you know, Kevin Spacey's mentoring me in acting.
Oh,
and we were like,
God.
Oh boy. Oh no. No.
If that was a guy with all, yeah, you're like, no. You know what's going on,
no,
there.
He's definitely not mentoring you.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the first ones. And then every time out since, probably saw him 10, 15 times over the years. Same thing. Just always a younger set of dudes, group of dudes, who were real on the cusp of that age. So that wasn't shocking that it was like, oh, you just slipped, from an 18 to a 14 one night. And
Very mature 14.
Yeah, jeez. So all the heat that is coming his way will be rightfully earned. But fuck, it's a weird time, man. And especially with none of these movies doing well, then you have the bad press on top of all of these fucking people, mm-hmm, and their favorite shows. I mean, you're taking away people's favorite shows.
Here's an interesting thing. So Woody Allen,
yeah,
can get away with, like, that kind of shit.
I don't think he can. And, like,
he kind of did. People still just go to his movies. He's still fucking Woody Allen. Like, everyone wants to work with him. Everybody, like,
which is odd. I mean, I put up a fucking, it's almost like he just Happy Father's Day card with him.
Yeah.
Him and his fucking,
sure,
daughter.
But I'm just saying, like, if you're talented enough, do you just get to, because it seems like with Woody Allen, people are just separating it. And they're saying, well, that's him as a person.
Not anymore. I don't think that's going to happen anymore.
I don't know. He's still making movies, and people are still.
I think he's on his way out. Like, a couple people are starting to speak out about Woody Allen now and say, hey, fuck, man, I'm disgusted at what I did. A few actors who were in his movies are now speaking out saying, I'm okay. Disgusted. Like, I knowingly went in and did one of his films knowing what he did. So does everybody else. Same with Roman Polanski.
Is there going to be other things that come out about Kevin Spacey that he, like, did stuff to younger
dudes?
Or
yes, I think so.
Okay.
That is not an isolated incident.
Okay.
That is my best educated guess on this one.
All right. Well,
again,
leave it at that.
I was not. Well, look, the reason why I don't want to speculate is because I'm not in the room, and I don't know. But if you're asking for my educated guess on it, I would say there is probably a lot. And the other A-list celebrity that I think this is going on with, I would wager to say that it's a lot as well with that one. And if he's able to stay out of it, I would be absolutely shocked.
All right,
because I think everybody's gonna come forward now.
All right.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
Well, we got some sponsors who pay for this whole fucking stink wagon to be on the air. First and foremost, it's my fave. It started today. It happened. The mustache started right around 9 p.m. Eastern tonight.
Oh, the little baby stash.
Oh, I want my baby stash, baby stash, baby stash.
I want my baby stash.
Baby stash ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
And this baby stash is getting shaped, sculpted, and pruned by none other than straightrazors.com. Straightrazors.com's got the finest shaving kit in the biz. You don't believe me? Follow my Instagram at stjames, stjames, and check out my stash. I don't know if I'm going daily, but I might go daily to show the progress of it.
Oh.
Let people know what's going on with the stash.
I might go
daily with it. And I'm
do like a time lapse, like take a picture in the same place like every day.
That's a little much, James. Jesus. That's a lot. What am I, fucking Ken Burns? This is a Ken Burns documentary on my mustache? Come on, Chucky.
Before you leave the house, just take a picture in front of the same thing.
Maybe.
Put them all together like a flip book. It'd be super awesome.
Maybe.
You're dumb. Go ahead.
Would you edit it then? Would you edit that flip book?
Yeah, there's just an app on your phone. Just take all the pictures. I'll deal with it. Oh, God.
All right, cool. Then maybe I will do it. Maybe I will do it. but I'm using some mustache wax from straightrazors.com. Dude, I got two more emails today about the Smolder. And people were like, you motherfucker. Their aftershave is ranked number one in the world. So is their cologne, Smolder. And the fucking smell and the sting of it, it can't be matched. Two more people today hit me up and they were like, fuck you, dude. I bought the bottle and it's incredible. And I was like, you shouldn't be saying fuck you. You should be thanking me
for
my brilliance. And they were like, I am, but I also wanted to punch you in the dick when I saw you. And I was like,
right.
Well, now you can't. So just try it. Go to straightrazors.com. Challenge you this. Get a razor. Get a kit because it's the holiday season. You need it for a brother or a family member. It's a fucking dope ass gift. But also just try the Smolder and tell me that I'm fucking wrong. You won't. Is what you do. Go to straightrazors.com. Use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. 20% off of straightrazors.com. Next up, we got ledbyiron.com. LEDBYIRON.com. Led by Irons. Got some of the dopest t-shirts on the planet. I'm just going to say dopest t-shirts. There is.
They are.
I fucking love them. Tribe ones. Everybody's like, dude, I see you wearing these everywhere. I saw you wearing it with Michael Rapaport the other day in New York. And I was like, yeah, I fucking love the shirts. Like, sorry, hashtag not sorry. They fit great. And I love them. I'm a big fan of their tribe ones. They're 100% first responder owned. They've got a thin red line shirt and a thin blue line shirt. Support your first responders. Go get a fucking sweet ass tee. And they're not all baggy and bulky. They fit great, which is why I wear them all the time. Because I usually don't know when I'm buying shit. Usually it's fucking baggy or I look fucking weird.
Weird cut.
Yeah.
Weird fabric.
Like fucking weird cut, man.
Weird neckline.
I like a nice tri blend with like some classy designs.
Yep.
So that's what you get at ledbyiron.com. They've also got some ladies' tees and some tanks and some dope water bottles for the gym. It's all you need for your fitness apparel. Go to ledbyiron.com. That's LEDBYIRON.com. Use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Big fan of those guys, Tyler Ranney and the boys. Last but not least, we've got StrikeForceEnergy.com. Just wanted to add to your fucking nonsense.
Thanks.
Strikeforce Energy, look, they're in 7-Elevens now, kids. Go to Virginia Beach. They're selling out of the fucking Virginia Beach location 7-Elevens there. And they're in South Florida, a lot of places. Whoo, they're getting big. Everybody's sending me pics of them doing it now. It's becoming trendy now. It's becoming a thing. Everybody's knowing about Strikeforce Energy. Go to strikeforceenergy.com. They got four flavors. They got original, they got lemon, they got orange. They've got Make America Grape Again. And they've also got a 750 milliliter bottle you can just put up on a kitchen top or a bar top and just boom, boom, pop a couple squirts in your drink and go on about your day. Just buy a 10 pack of it. Try a 10 pack. See if you like it. They ship anywhere in the entire world. Use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off at strikeforceenergy.com. Use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. We get a weird show tonight, James. Weird one. Weird, weird show. There was a 10-year-old kid in Ohio who stole his parents' car and went on a 100-mile-an-hour joyride.
10?
10.
Oh my God, I'm trying to think of kids I know that are 10.
I know. And this is the second time he's done it. How great is that?
It's kind of awesome.
Fucking kind of rad. But he was swerving off the road, like just, I mean, giving zero fucks.
He's 10.
Do you ever drive that early?
Not 10, but definitely way before I was supposed to.
Man, my uh, I want to say my uncle. He let me drive his car when I was 10. But, you know, he was able to, like, reach a foot over to the brake, you know, in case I fucked shit up.
Oh, okay.
And I was only going, like, you know, 10, 15 miles an hour just to try it, you know, let alone 100 on a fucking freeway. That's a berserker that this kid was doing this.
God.
But it's also legendary status.
I mean,
if you're doing that at 10, you're going to jail, or you're going to end up dead, or you're just going to be a hero.
You're fucking destined for greatness.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What do you say? What do you say if your kid takes your car and does 100 and leads cops on a chase? Like, that's, you know, obviously you're angry about it, but, like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, when you're
if this is his second time, he loves it, and it could be his dream. Maybe he wants to be a race car driver.
Exactly. It's like when your kid's cursed and you're, like, laughing, but you're, like, needing to, like, they have to stop, you know?
Right.
Like, they can't say fucking shit, but, like, super funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess the lesson was your car, you know?
Well, it was their car, wasn't it?
Yeah. He'd be pissed off, wouldn't it?
But it comes back safe, right? And you have to just be like, yeah. No.
Tough call. This car looked fucked up a little bit.
Oh, like, yeah.
I mean, the kid was a 10-year-old. He's swerving off the fucking berm, all that shit. I mean, it was a crazy ride. And they've got footage of it, dash cam footage. So if you look at it, you're just like, whoa.
My guess, there's a level of neglect that got him to that point.
Yeah.
In the first place. So I don't think he's stealing his, you know, perfect parent's car from the suburbs.
I don't know.
I think it's probably a...
Who knows why you do it sometimes, you know?
You get to that point.
I remember when Dr. Dre got all fucked up in L.A. and did it.
Mm.
I mean, he was going 200. Like, it was crazy.
No.
It was out, and he just did it just to do it.
That's right. What was his Lambo?
It was like he was in his 20s. He said, fuck it. You know how fun that would be to do? What's the fastest you've ever gone in a car?
Yeah, probably like 105 or something like that.
Pussy.
Yeah.
You fucking pussy.
That stretch from LA to Vegas.
All right. Yeah.
There's certain parts where.
Sure. Yeah. It's why it's going at a fucking boring ass road. Yeah.
And if you're leaving on like weekday at fucking whatever midnight, like there's stretches where like there's going to be nobody around except for a fucking cop.
Yeah.
For miles.
Yeah. Yeah. I was, let's see. I want to say about 125, I think is the fastest we went. My dad was dating this lady. She had one of those convertibles with the fucking T-tops on it.
Mm-hmm.
Super fast car. I don't know what it was. And, you know, my dad knew all the cops and was just like, open it up. And it was crazy. It was awesome. And I was like, holy shit.
So was she was driving your dad?
She was driving.
She was driving. Your dad was in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
You're how old?
Probably 12 maybe at this point. 12. 11, 12. Yeah.
In the back seat.
Yeah.
And your dad says, open her up.
Well, we were on a...
If
we
your
were
mom
on, we were
is
on
listening
a,
right now,
no, we were on a straightaway road. We're on a straightaway road. My dad's no longer with us, so...
Right,
that's,
but...
you know.
If she's listening now and she didn't know that story, she's like, God fucking damn it. Are you serious? That's what was happening?
He's no longer with us.
Jesus Christ.
No longer with us, so...
Yeah, well, this is how I would talk to him if he was here, I like to be respectful in that way.
Yeah, you know. What's the fastest you remember being pulled over?
I've gotten one speeding ticket in my life, and I think it was like not even that much over.
Not much over.
Yeah.
I've gotten a few. I was going 115, and I got 117. 117 was the exact speed.
Oof.
Fucking, there was no, like, I will say this though. I was trying to get home. From somewhere like Florida or something. It was just like, there was nobody on the road. I mean, I was the only car on the road for miles. And I had one of those like radar detectors in the car. And so it was right in front of me. It wasn't going off. And I had it on cruise control, by the way.
The car?
Yeah. I had the car in cruise control.
Jeez.
At 115. And I was going, I mean, for miles, because it was like, fuck it. To me, you know, I didn't have, a care in the world because of this fucking radar detector. And I had the music up full blast, and I didn't even look behind me because I hadn't seen a car in miles. And I was like, shit. All of a sudden, this cop came out of nowhere. And like at that point, they tell you to get out of the vehicle. I was on the car, hands behind the head. The whole
oh,
shit.
Yeah. That's like.
I was speed limit.
They
was,
have like felony speed limits.
Oh, yeah. And it's 30 miles
or
over.
Something. Yeah.
So, you know, 95, that was like a 65. 95 was the max. And I was over that by fucking damn near 20 miles, 22 miles over that is what it was. And, you know, I talked to the cop and explained the sitch. He wrote me a ticket at like right at the, like right on like at 94 or something like that. It was a crazy high ticket, but, you know, he let me go. I had a bunch of beer in the trunk.
Like, but you weren't drunk.
Cases. No. I was just trying to get home and it was just left over. And so I had all these cases in the trunk and I was just like, hey man, like, what if I just give you all the beer in this trunk? And I was like, I will give you all of it. And he was like, how much? No lie. This is back when you probably get away with shit. And he goes, how much beer's in the trunk? And I was like, I think there's like 6 or 8 cases in there. And there was. There was like 8 cases.
Did he
in there.
Take it?
Took it all.
I love that.
Took it all.
For himself?
Yeah. I don't fucking who knows.
Yeah, because you weren't in trouble.
So I still got the ticket. And then he took all the beer. But I didn't have to go to jail. So I was like, all right, fuck it.
And he put your speed down so that you didn't have to
go to jail. Yeah, because it was I would have gone to jail. So it was like,
yeah, he deserved that.
He was cool
for sure.
He was cool about it. Yeah. And I'm fine with that. But I didn't see anybody for miles. It's one of those things where you just want to get home. I wasn't racing anybody.
Right.
There was nobody on the fucking road, and it was like one of those gigantic highways where it's like 4 or 5 lanes open wide, where you're just like, fuck.
Yeah.
And I just want to get the fuck home.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was crazy. I didn't really feel any different. Like, you know, 115 and really feels like shit to me.
It's easy to get up to 100. Yeah. Like
didn't feel like shit to me.
On those open roads, like up to like Raleigh or something. Like,
oh, it yeah.
is easy to yeah. be looked down and be like I was in a rental, like when I went to a Maddie's wedding, and like you look down, you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like at 100.
Yeah. Because there's some cars where it's just like, it feels
totally
fine.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm trying to get there quick.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's nobody to pace you out. Like, there's no one to let you know that you're going super fast, like while you're passing them.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you really get humming in those motherfuckers. You can really, really get
but
humming
enough
in
with
some
the small
cars.
Talk.
Let's get to the big talk.
Let's get to the fucking at least medium talk.
Let's go medium talk. Let's get to the fucking guy then who broke in to a fucking convenience store and he got locked inside. He was trying. They were trying to keep him sober and he couldn't do it. He was just like, I need some fucking beer. Went to a convenience store, got locked inside of the beer cooler.
Okay.
It automatically locks and then it closed behind him. He was in Wisconsin. Dude, it says he's 38. He looks way fucking older than this.
Okay, so sorry. Who's trying to keep him sober? I'm confused.
The himself, like his friends and his buddies and his family.
So
like
he's sober.
He was ordered to try to stay sober. And he was like, no, I'm not. I can't do it. And like they wouldn't sell him any beer, anything. And he fucking came in. And went and broke in, got inside the beer cooler at the Quick Trip and fucking drank himself out of there. He drank an 18 ounce of Ice House, which is a nice starter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking to get fucked up quick, that Ice House will get you there. And then he went to three cans of Four Loko.
Oh, so, which isn't what it used to be.
Well,
so.
it's still the equivalent of what, 4 beers?
Yeah, and very sugary.
Yeah. So he finally got arrested at 6 a.m. And God, it's
that sounds like a fun party, huh?
It's a beautiful thing mm-hmm. that he did.
Yeah.
But. To be locked in a beer cooler, those things are fucking cold as
fucking
shit.
Cold.
Like, did he know? Like, because they don't talk about what kind of apparel he was wearing. Like, did he know? And was just like, all right, I'm parka. Like, I go parka, I go gloves, I go, you know.
I know.
Because you know you're going to be in. If you're going to lock yourself in there.
I used to have dreams, nightmares of being locked in a walk-in because I worked at restaurants, right?
Yeah.
So you always have that thing of like,
yeah, I'm going
to
be locked in
the freezer.
You have
to go in there
yeah.
to get the beer and like it kind of closes behind you.
Yeah. And the doors are super heavy.
Super heavy, and there's lock from the outside, but mm-hmm. not from the inside. So it's like, it's literally made to keep things in there.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Nightmares.
I remember working at a bar in college, and like you went back into the cooler and drank because it was too cold in there. So like the manager wasn't going in there ever. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So you'd sneak a beer, put it behind the rest, and then come back and then, you know, sip it throughout the night. And that's where you'd go.
Right.
To stay in there any longer than fucking 10 minutes is crazy.
Mm-mm.
And this guy's staying in there for hours. Get fucked. That's some dedication. Like that guy, some heroes don't wear capes. I don't know if he was wearing a cape or not that night. So I can't tell you if he was. But if he was, guess who the biggest hero is at the Quick Trip in Wisconsin? It's that guy. His name is Jeremy Van Ert, 38. And he's facing retail theft charges, which is a nice thing.
Hmm.
Is that really retail?
What, beer?
Beer, Four Loko, is that retail at that point?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. It's not wholesale or...
Fucking liquor or, you know?
Right.
Some...
Liquor theft?
Yeah, some agency. Isn't there some agency or, you know?
Sure.
Who does the liquor and beer?
Oh, yeah.
Firearm and tobacco?
Some kind of bureau?
Yeah. Isn't there a bureau behind that, James?
I don't fucking know, man. Enough of the small talk, dude.
You're the king of it tonight. I'm talking the wrong person. Is there something you want to chat about tonight?
No. Just, you know.
Yeah, no, I know.
I don't know the bureau.
A lot of words and thoughts out of you.
I don't know.
Let's talk about the fucking JFK files then.
Okay.
Homeboy.
Go ahead.
What'd you think of those? Did you go through any of them? Or did you just breeze through your day? You just Care Bear shared it and said, fuck it?
Yeah.
Let your light out and mm-hmm. you were done with that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you read any of it?
We read them.
I did. I don't know
hotel.
If you did. Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
I read them aloud.
We went through them.
I read them aloud to you.
Yeah.
Did you go through the rest of them?
Mm-mm.
Crazy. Look, Trump did it. He was just like, yo, we're going to release these motherfuckers. And then at the last second, you know, the CIA and the FBI were like, well, you can't release some of them. And it was like, what? And they kept pushing this fucking thing all day. It was supposed to happen on Thursday morning. Kept getting pushed all day. They were coming up against the end of the deadline. And then at the last second, he got pressed to say, hey, it's an order of national security that we can't release these certain files. So they're going to have to wait another 6 months for maybe more redactions or something, which is crazy to me because you had 50 fucking years. You have 50 fucking years since JFK was shot. You can't get your shit together and your redactions together for this to happen. Unless literally no one thought that this was going to happen and then they were racing at the last second. Either way, I read these fucking files and, dude, a lot of these are insane and they remind me of the shit that's going on today. You know, the first one was that the CIA plotted to kill Castro, which isn't surprising, but they were going to use like mafia to do it. It was like, what? Why can't we just go in and ice that motherfucker? I'm assuming it's because of the Cold War and that it, you know, might have set off a world war with Russia. You know, since it was at the height of communism back then. So I guess that they were going to send in just a mob guy to do it. But that was a fucking ballsy one to me. The other thing is they were sabotaging. They were examining airplane parts. So that the parts that were sent to Cuba, they would build faulty airplanes and like fucking oops, you fell out of the sky.
Oh.
Yeah. The other one was one of the things that was unearthed was the government was toying over the idea of bombing certain areas in South Florida, including Miami, with plastic bombs. and making it seem like they were pro Castro, so that way that that could drive their communism fear in America to an even higher level. Which shit, you know, if you think that that isn't the blueprint for what's going on now, I mean,
yeah,
you look at this Stephen Paddock thing that's still mysteriously unanswered, and they have not one stitch of footage from the goddamn Mandalay Bay hotel yet. I mean, it sounds like the same shit. I guess the fact that they were doing it back in 1961 or planning this in 1961 is surprising. I didn't know that they were that fucking gangster back then, you know?
Yeah.
But these seem like the same tactics that are going on now. Like, what's really changed, except for we have so much access to information and everything gets leaked, that if they were plotting that now, I would be really surprised if that didn't get out.
Yeah. It seems like back then you could get away with it. Less avenues, less people leaking, less stuff like that. Nowadays, it's like, how does, like, why does anyone even try that shit? Like, it will come out. No?
Yeah.
It will get leaked by somebody at some point.
How is this Stephen Paddock thing not? Nothing has come of that. Like, I don't know. In Vegas, again, goddamn, I know I've said it 1,000 times, but in Vegas, what? That's crazy to me. The mobster's name, by the way, was Sam Gianca. Super fucking.
Gianca.
Italiano. There was a proposition of paying him $150,000 to hire a gunman to go into Cuba and kill Castro.
Cuba.
The attorney general said that made it hard to prosecute him. Because he was Sicilian. He was a Sicilian mobster.
Yeah, of course.
So that, like, that to me was shocking that you would let that get out. The FBI also said in these files, they got a death threat on Oswald the day before his murder. All, you know, J. Edgar Hoover would say that this case is, we have nothing further on the Oswald case except that he is dead, and that's it. I found that to be fascinating. And if it wasn't Jack, it wasn't Jack Ruby. So, you know, who was it, and why call the FBI about it, I guess. Let's see. Yeah, there were some crazy ones in there. There was another top secret document that said that the U.S. was to blame for a coup that killed the South Vietnamese president, and said he thought that Richard Nixon did it. He was behind it.
That I believe.
I did too. I didn't see, like, I believe all of it, to be honest with you.
Of course you do. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be crazy if all you crazy, like you... You crackpot motherfuckers.
I'm not a fucking
right?
tin foil hat guy. Like, I think, even in this, I've always said the same thing. I was never a big grassy knoll guy with this Kennedy assassination. I wasn't like, there was a guy in a grassy knoll. No, I think he did it alone. But I think that, you know, somebody hired him, either our government or theirs. And, you know, the information that he was in Mexico City a week before the assassination, and he was in contact, it's another part of these files, was in contact with Cuban officials and Russian officials, and he called the Russian embassy and was speaking in broken Russian. Now, whether or not he was doing that on his own or somebody else had told him to do it or whatever, the fact that he was that good of a shot, like, fuck. That's super fascinating. So you let out all of these details, and you know that, like, and they're really fucking in depth if you start to go through these files. They've got one Cuban intel officer here who said, he was a really good shot. And they interviewed him and said, how do you know that? And he said, I knew him. The Cuban official said he knew him. Said he knew Oswald. So I mean, I don't know. They also said the CIA intercepted a call from Oswald to the KGB. So they have that. And yeah, like, this leads me to believe that the shit that was redacted from this must be really fucking hardcore.
Yeah, this is the stuff they're leaving
50 years later. Yeah, you're leaving this, all of this shit in, but 50 years later, you're going to hold these files for more redactions? What? Like, what the fuck? What happened then? You know, you're just fueling this.
Right.
And why does Trump...
It's like they want to fuel it.
Right. And why does Trump do it? Like, I thought of that, too.
Distraction?
No. He was super into the Kennedy thing. Like, really into the Kennedy thing. Like, all of us. Like... That's one of the things that I do enjoy about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him tweeting and shit all the time. But one of the things I do enjoy about him is I think he shares these fascinations like the general public because he's not a politician. And he's like,
yeah,
yeah. What the fuck happened with JFK? Right. I bet he went in there first day and was like, yo, what happened with JFK?
He's not in
what
politics.
Happened with aliens? Yeah. Like same shit that I would do.
Yeah.
Like, all right, cool. Let's get on a brass here.
Right. I'm in here, guys. Guess what I'm going to do?
Show me the picture of Bin Laden shot fucking 400 times in the face.
Yeah.
Show me the aliens. Show me the Kennedy shit. Like, let's really get down to it. So it turns out he was super fascinated by it growing up. And he wanted the answers.
That's sweet.
Out there, which is why he did it. But I have a second part of this that I think is important of why he did this. I think he's doing this to give to the American people to say, hey, man, if the government or somebody else could kill the president, then if something happens to me.
Look into it.
Look into these
look
files
further.
And what's really fucking going on.
Right.
Because it's. Most of this shit in here reminds me of shit that is truthfully going on today with these planned protests and these planned, these weird fucking bombs that, remember that one in New York that went off and nobody was around, but it shattered all those windows down in, we were about to stay there. We came in the day after. It was your favorite part of town.
Was it Chelsea?
Yes, in Chelsea. That Chelsea bomb that went off in the trash can. Blew out all those windows. And when, like, we came in the next day, and I remember asking the cab driver, and they were like, yeah, no, everything's fine. I mean, they've got that one little part blocked off, but, like, nothing happened.
Yeah, how can a bomb go off in New York and it not hit one person?
And it blow out all of the buildings and the shops, the window glass, everything, like... little things like this where I'm just like, when little shit pops up around America, is it to create these narratives of, you know, these false flags of things that they either want people to think or want people to be afraid of or whatever it is. And I think that was part of it with him where he was just like, hey, if I go down, why don't you guys dig into this and go a little further? Because let's face it, you know, I wasn't worried about Obama getting offed. The only time was when that Poland thing came out with him, where, you know, he was working out at a gym in Poland. Somebody drilled into the walls and videotaped him working out and then leaked that to the... I was like, Jesus Christ, the secret security can find that. But with Trump, like, there's enough people on the inside of Washington that hate him where, you know... It wouldn't be surprising because it's look, if there's enough chatter after a while on the inside of Washington, fuck, anything's possible with that goddamn group. So maybe he's just saying, hey, guys, keep it fresh, keep it close to the brain, pun intended. But here's the JFK shit. And if he releases the alien stuff.
Ooh. Boner.
Man.
Alien boners.
Huge.
Everywhere.
Huge
alien penis in your face.
Man, I would be so psyched about that. You know.
What would you do to an alien in order to get those files?
Is that what you mean? To an alien?
Would
I have sex with an alien?
Would you grab their penis?
Yeah, I'd grab an alien penis to get that info.
Would you?
I want to know. I want to know what's up. A lot, because a lot of, you know, a lot of people have been reporting things lately, even more so than ever. And NASA came out and said that they had spotted something finally. Like that was their, it was their first admission that they had spotted something that they don't have. They don't know what it is. And they said it was moving too fast, and they're going to name it after like a, what they would name a typical comet name. But the scientists who found it in Hawaii was just like, this isn't a fucking comet, man. Like this is moving way too fast, darting back and forth. And it's going to leave the solar system faster than anything is left. And so they're going to name it, you know, what they do is they have these like weird, like, you know, little case A 64971, you know, one comet or whatever the fuck it is, to keep track of this shit. But I think we're getting closer and closer to that world. I think it'll be after we're dead.
Oh, okay.
I think it'll be after we're dead. I mean, look, Facebook's already sending shit up there to look at that other Earth that's supposedly the same as ours, but it's going to take 40 years to get there. Will I be alive? Probably not.
Right.
Probably not. Will my Facebook live on forever? Probably.
You bet your ass.
Probably. I think it's all possible and it's all happening. If he drops those alien files, that'd be, that's so dope.
It'll be his legacy.
Ugh.
In your mind.
No, not in my mind. Like, he's making America great again already. This is just a fucking bonus. You know, if I get the alien footage, bonus, Jabes.
Boner.
Bonus.
Wait, are you saying boner?
Bonus. Yeah. I'd get an alien boner for it.
Boners.
Yeah. How are we, where are we at on those tapes? Did you ever start editing those alien tapes?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How are they?
They're good.
Okay. So when can we expect you start putting the audio portion together?
When do you want it?
How about next week?
Okay.
How about we drop our alien tapes next week?
You got it.
All right.
It'll be your legacy.
Boners,
could be. Right?
It could be.
It'll be boners.
I'm one of the last people to interview that guy, I think.
Yeah.
So I'd be fascinated. What I'm not fascinated, though, is like that voice I did. Whatever character that was, you know.
You don't like it?
No, I do, but it'd be weird to listen to that, me interviewing that guy for 3 hours and that character.
You sound like a baby.
Oh, really?
Not like a baby, but you definitely are younger.
I did a different voice for that character.
Yeah, and you and Kanye, you're young bucks.
We were that was in 2004, so that, look, that was 13 years ago.
Yeah.
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 A lot of people don't know this. I did not have this deep voice, this deep, amazing,
yeah,
rich,
not.
Sexy voice.
It's not.
Back in the day.
It's normal. Yeah.
It's normal, but I didn't hit puberty until super late.
Like when? Because you're how old in the...
I am... Let's see. In those tapes...
I mean, you definitely hit puberty 23? Already in those tapes, but...
23 maybe, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I told you, I grew like 2.5 more inches in college.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back and listen to my voice, like, it is totally fucking different.
Yeah.
So much so that I had to change stand-up wise. I used to do, you know, a shit ton of impressions, and I had to go back and relearn them all and change it because my voice had gotten deeper, and there was like some really high impressions I was doing.
Yeah.
Like Michael Jackson, things like that. Like, which were at the time hot, you know, it was just
topical.
Like, all right, sweet. Yeah, because he was on like, you know, trial and shit like that. But
fuck Michael Jackson.
But like, yeah, I had to go back and relearn it all. So like, I would be curious to hear those tapes. But I bet I sound weird.
No, not weird. Just different. I don't know.
Younger. She a younger man.
Younger, and then you're doing like a accent, and like it's just.
You grow into your voice in life.
You promise it's you.
Yeah. You grow into your voice though in life.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I'm glad I have this voice now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm amped about this voice.
Yeah. It'd be weird if you had like a higher pitch voice now.
Still to this day.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So
I sounded like a little kid up to recently for sure.
Yeah, it's about an hour ago. It's about an hour before
we
got on air.
I can drop into it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right, so you're putting those tapes together next week. We can bank on it, right?
Yeah.
All right.
You got it, boss.
You didn't say, you don't sound real stoked about that.
No, I am.
All right,
it's
cool.
It's just my job, dude.
Yeah, yeah. It's just your fucking job, dude.
You know, it's fucking...
It's just your fucking job,
it's
dude.
It's my fucking job, dude. It's like, cool.
By the way, for the audience, I think we're going to replay that Michael Rappaport. I did an interview with Michael Rappaport on on our sister show, The Drinking Bros.
We'll drop his bonus.
Yeah, as a bonus this week. Yeah. It was such a great episode. We'll pop it on here. Him and I were two peas in a pod. Again, I was aware of his political differences, and we decided not to speak about it. Just two bros hanging out. It was fucking fun, man. I had a really good time with that guy. He was a rad dude. And invited us into his house in New York City. And on like a Friday night. Cool fucking guy. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed his whole shit. And he's got a great book out. This book has balls. And that's available everywhere in bookstores. And I'm telling you it's great because I really fucking liked it. Like,
yeah,
I'm an avid reader.
Really funny.
So are you. And if you're a sports guy, it's really, really fucking funny.
Even if not, it's just, yeah, even if you aren't, I'm telling
know.
You, there's a chapter for everyone.
There is, like the Desperate Housewives chapters.
No, there's, and there's a couple different ones, but it's just like.
Are Real Housewives. I always get that confused, but they're both desperate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Housewives shit.
Yeah. It's like, ugh. Well, it was based on that show.
Yeah, I guess.
It was Desperate Housewives was the actual show, right?
The chapter on it was really fucking funny where it's just like, all right, cool. The fact that he watches that is really funny.
More than watches it, but yeah.
But I'm saying go get it because I really, really enjoy the book. It was a quick read too. And he sent me an advanced copy, plowed through it in like maybe 2 days. It was great. I haven't sat down and enjoyed a men's book like that in a while. That's why I'm saying that.
Right.
Because usually, you know, they send us shit all the time, free books and talk about this book or that book. And this one was like, oh, fuck, I really like this. They did a really good job.
Ah, fuck.
You know, I was like, oh, man.
No, I know.
Way to go. Way to go, Raps. That brings us to the revolutionary figure of the day, shall we?
We shall.
Revolutionary figure of the day is Chief Justice Earl Warren, who created and was unofficially the head of the Warren Commission, who was studying the JFK assassination. That's still a tough one. Assassination. Those motherfuckers fucked up everything. They fucked up everything, which is why they were in charge. And they were supposed to like quell the fears that like nothing else was going on. Instead, they created all this controversy that is still going on today until like the nth fucking hour. You know, one person who always pops up in this shit is Bush Senior.
Yeah,
he does.
Dirty.
So he was at the World Series helping to throw out the first pitch as he sat in his wheelchair at 9,000 years old with his mouth wide open.
Helping.
Yeah, boy. And like, look, I don't feel bad slamming him now because he was another one who got popped for, you know, sexual harassment the other day for grabbing that chick's ass. And then they found
every
a photo of it.
Has.
They found a photo of it. Mm-hmm. He was in a wheelchair and it was weird, you know, like that's a little much at then.
Sure.
And you know what his line was, right?
Mm-mm.
Who's your favorite musician?
Who's your favorite musician?
Magician.
Oh, magician.
Yeah. And the actress said, I don't know who. And he said, David Copperfield. And then he grabbed her ass. And apparently like that was his joke for years and years and years. That was also my joke as a child.
I mean, it worked.
David Copperfield. And then he grabbed his ass right before photos. So they would seem like stunned and have to smile. And the photo that they have of him, like they've got a mid ass grab on this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like. Smiling, I mean, just toothy as a motherfucker.
Did you ever do the top hat on the lap, and the whoever has to reach in for the rabbit?
No. But we did it through the popcorn. You cut a hole in the bag with a bottle.
Yeah, the top hat one's more for the kiddies, huh? For the kids.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
it's hard to get a grown.
The old popcorn
woman.
Bag is a nice move that's seldom used anymore. but it should be.
Uh-huh.
You know, it really should be.
Sure. Oldie like but a goodie.
Reaching in the old popcorn bag. And whoops, there's a dong. Whoopsie ding dong.
Just ruined the popcorn, and doesn't that hurt a little bit? All that salt?
No, it's that butter that actually, it's warm butter.
Oh.
Yeah, it's warm butter that makes it feel good. Yeah. Yeah, just a couple of tugs. But yeah, his name keeps popping up in all of this shit, by the way.
Yeah.
There was speculation that he was a CIA agent at one point, Bush Sr.
Definitely Poonhound.
He was confirmed in the CIA for 1 year during the 70s. So who fucking knows? There's this one weird guy in here who keeps popping up in all these JFK files. That was like this Russian oilman. Like he had something to do with oil. And he had actually like gone to school with George Bush Sr. back in the day, like some boarding school. There's a lot of shit that we don't know about.
Yeah.
And a lot of it traces back to Bush Sr. I bet you if you really sat down with that old fuck and got some answers out of him, he could spill it. Or I bet you W would be a sweet one to have some beers with and be like,
oh,
hey, man,
dude, I'm like,
don't you think that he went in there and was just like, yo, show me the alien shit? Like, he seemed like he would be the first one to walk in and be like,
for sure is like, give me the alien shit. I'm in the White House.
Yeah, like, give me the fucking alien shit. I want to know the alien shit.
Yeah. I'm, like, starting to like him more and more, like, just as a bro.
He's one of those people where he got killed so much for being a dummy all throughout his time. And, you know, some people say that he still didn't fairly win that first election. I think it's one of those things where, dude, enough time has passed and you look back on history and you're like, oh, man, maybe we were too hard on Georgie, little Georgie. Maybe we were just too hard on him. And he tried, you know, he tried his best.
Yeah, I think very quickly, like once he was out, not quickly, but once he was out, it took a little while. But then it was just like, all right, he was all right. He was an all right dude.
It took a while.
He tried. He's like a good family man, good dude. Like
I would say it took, you know, a good 6 years. I would say the last 2 years of Obama's presidency, people were like,
okay.
Maybe George wasn't that bad. And then George did that interview with Oprah. Made him seem more human. And, you know, every interview I've seen him in since, he's been pretty candid about his life and his legacy and who he is and all that stuff. And
he gives
a great interview, actually.
Yeah, well, I think that was part of the reason why he even got elected, because he's always been human. Like, that's kind of his problem, is he's always been just like him.
Yeah.
And so there was a certain part of that that you were like, okay, like I trust you, dummy. Like, I know you're not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think that his cadence, his like talking, you know, it wasn't super presidential like everyone else. So anyone that can kind of shake that up and be real,
yeah,
whether it's Trump or Bush or whatever, like, people like it.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see. Only time will tell. Time will tell. That's the thing about presidents. I always say 15 years. You will never know, like, what a president is like or worth after 15 years. So we'll see. Senior is kind of just forgotten to me. He was only one term.
Yeah, I was like,
I don't remember him more for being the vice president than I do the actual president, but
yeah,
fuck it. Either or, the JFK files kids have gotten Jabes to edit the alien files of Ross Patterson. She says next week. So
hold me to it, guys.
Yeah. Let's do a hashtag.
Berate me. Aliens are real.
Hashtag release the files, Jabes. Release the files, Jabes.
All right.
Hashtag release the files, Jabes.
Jabes.
Quit fucking us
Jabes
over.
Jabes the gatekeeper.
Yeah. Jeez. So by look, the next show, I'm going to give you an update, and we'll see where we're at. Pop into my Instagram. You can follow this mustache at stjames. stjames. For Jesse Wiseman, aka the Jables, I am Ross Patterson. This is the Revolution. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Rebel.